Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're having a share. I'm not sure really how to say this share. You know, the normal way of saying a share is you try, it's like a, you know, mystery novel, but you almost try go out of your way to confuse the people so that the share should have a bigger chiddush. But that does make it a little bit more confusing. So I'm not going to say it that way. I'm going to say it really the least confusing way, which will really, in a certain sense, will probably hurt the share because it won't look like such a chiddush. Maybe be what you're saying, Parshat Shat, but okay. But we'll say it, I think, that way and make it hopefully a little bit easier for following. There's really two separate, almost two themes in the share. There's one is Dinim Pshat in Kedushin, which we obviously had to do because we're learning Kedushin. So we're working on Kedushin, figuring out Pshat and Taisis. And the Svara Zenev is Amitz Chayv Lohar Minin, these Chachmas Melayach Safek. And then there's a second theme, is that is really that Ran. I think if you saw the Stipler, the Stipler basically said that the Ran's Svara is extremely, extremely difficult. Just want to try and explain it a little bit. Maybe it'll still be a little difficult, but want to explain it what it is. And that really, really, really takes us to a completely different sugya of explaining the Svara of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, which is a very interesting sugya. And, you know, really, if it wasn't that we were learning Kedushin, I would have skipped the Kedushin part and just stuck on that part of the sugya. I think it's almost more interesting. So we have almost two different shiurim to say, but they're obviously interconnect. Okay, let us start. Oh, we got another person coming in. Benny, if you're the co-host, you can invite let people in also. If you see anybody showing up.
Okay, I'll let them in.
You can let them in. If I see him, I also let them in. But this way, we'll both keep an eye open. Hopefully together, we'll get everyone in. Okay, anyway, we have the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Shammai HaZaken says that Yesh Shiach V'Zara Veira. Very interesting. Nonetheless, comes along Rava and says that even Shammai HaZaken, according to these one pshat in Shammai HaZaken, there are three different pshatim in Shammai HaZaken, but according to one pshat in Shammai HaZaken, he holds Yeshev HaZvar Avera. Says Rava, even if you hold that way by person, if you made a shliach to go ahead, Omer the Shlucho say, Boaz Eherva, Ochos Achedev, Shuchai Veshochof Pater. Shlomatzinu b'chovatara kula zenen and zem is chayiv. Okay. It's somewhat unclear what that svara means. Okay. We have the exact same svara we mentioned in Krisis, that in the sugya of misasek, that there's no, even though there's a pter misasek, you don't have it by zenen of it, by same cases, by boas erev and ochos achedev. Because you're nana. So seemingly, in both places, it's the same svara. That here, the shliach did the ma'isa. Through the lamdas of shlichu shodim kemaiso, you want to transfer as if he didn't do it, but rather the mishaleach did it. The svara of zen nana, the zem is chayiv lo amrinin, says you cannot deny that the shliach did the ma'isa. Can't deny it. The shliach did the ma'isa. Because he's the one that got the anah. If he's the one that got the anah, he's the one that did the ma'isa. Pshat in Krisis is the same thing. The person did an action. You want to consider it mis'asek. Based on the lumdus of mis'asek, you want to view it as if he didn't do it. The ptura mis'asek is that mis'asek is some kind of lumdus that we view it as if the person did not do that ma'isa, as if the ma'isa happened by itself. So it's like a person, it's like the body worked without the brain, and therefore it wasn't you. That's not you. So the mis'asek also is a very similar type of thing. Mis'asek makes that it's considered as if you didn't do it. So they have the same svara. And when there's nana, you can't view that you didn't do it. So it's the same svara in both places. And whenever there's nana, you can't say that you didn't do it. Therefore, you can't say the mishaleach did it. You can't say that it happened by itself. So it's one svara. But nana, you did it. Now comes along Taisus and has a suffix. What would be by case of Meila? If the Omer and the Shliach Hoshe Yot for the Kach of Shemin, the Tehonim in Asika, Oshav Awa Shal Hegdish Awachami Begizi Ahola. So it's very unclear what type of suffix is because based on I don't want to get into Minei Yubei so much because it's not for the purpose, but if, based on what Taisus said before, it should come out that Taisus said Beferish, Amila is no different than everywhere else, and therefore, it's, you know, that therefore there's a din of Zenev and Amis Chayev by Mila too. So Mimele, it should be the same thing. There's some background. You know, just someone turned off their sound somehow. I think it's someone who just came on recently. If we could somehow figure out to turn off their mute themselves, it would help. Okay, not yet. All right, anyway, maybe what we'll do, is it better? Oh, I think it's better. Okay, otherwise we can mute everyone and then we'll let them unmute themselves if they want to talk. Okay, so the Maisa, it's not clear what Dive is a suffix is. I definitely would have sent my own shot, a certain shot. I think that's a Pashup shot. But the Chokmas Menayach does not learn. The truth is, I don't want to go into it, what the different shot in Taivis would have been. But the Chokmas Menayach learns the suffix at Taisis a particular way. He says the suffix is, if a person goes ahead and has Kinyan and Anah at the same time. And the Kinyan is enough to mechayev you. He's saying that as a Kinyan alone, you could be chayev without the Anah. So now we have a shayla, that if the hana is not needed for the kinyan, the
Rebbe's muted.
I'm muted?
No, Rebbe's back.
Okay, how do I get muted? All right. Anyway, if the hana, basically in the case of the Chokhmas Menayach, the hana, that you're doing b'vas achas two things. You're making a kinyan and hana. And where he's learning it, to be mechayev you as mila, the kinyan would suffice. So the hana is irrelevant and immaterial. Lu yitzur, there was this maisa would not have hana. You'd also be chayev. It's coincidental. Happens to be that this maisa that you're doing, the maisa kinyan, happens to have hana. It's halachically irrelevant. Lu yitzur didn't have hana. You'd also be over mila. That's what he's learning. But coincidental, it happens to be that this maisa that you chose, which is your maisa kinyan, also happens to have hana. So the shayla is, do we say zenev is emes chayev lo amrinen on the in this case? Okay. So the question we ask, a simple question, is what is the suffix? What is the suffix? Okay, so I'm going to go a little bit, like I said, I'm trying to go out of order to make it to oversimplify the shear so we may make it easier to follow. Okay, so probably the simple way of explaining the suffix is if you did some of the marmikaimas and you saw the Ksav Sefer pretty much said, and I told people, though, it's really, you know, there's an Asan Deraisa that speaks at this at great length, that he wants to learn Pshat in both of the Gemara in Dushan and in Shabbos that the Mechayev of Arayas and Chedev is getting the Hanah. That's part of the Ma'is Aveira. I don't know if that's the entire Ma'is Aveira, but it's definitely an Iker Chedek. He wants to say that without that Hanah, Lu Yitzur, a person would be Bo Arayas, and he got no Hanah, there would be no Aveira. It's very radical. That's not the way we usually learn. But that's what the Asan Daraisa, who's a relatively recent Achrin, right before World War II, and the Ksav Sefer pretty much says that also in that piece, that the Hana is an Iker Chedek of the Aveira. It's a simple, it's a, you can't have the Aveira without the Hana. If you say that, so then, are the Gemara is very, very simple. Zenan of Izem is Chayiv Lo Amrinit. Since you can only make a Shliach on the Maisa, you can't make a Shliach on Hana. As I can transfer it and lum this as if you did a Maisa. As if you did it. But you can't say, hey, you got Hana. You didn't get Hana. You can't make a Shliach to do certain things. You cannot shy a Shlichus. It's just like everyone says, you can't make a Shliach to put tefillin on for you. Because the tefillin has to be on your body. There's no way that he can be your shliach to have tefillin on your body. He can be your shliach to wrap the tefillin around your hand. But if there's a requirement that tefillin has to be on your body, shliach is not your body. So if there's a requirement for the aveira to get hana, this is the Einat Yantif says this is Chayin the Gemara also, in which is either an earlier achron. The way they're learning, I don't want to say it's Pashup Shat, but the way they're learning Pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Einig Yantif, the Asan Deraisa, and the Ksav Sefer, is that the Hana is an Iker Chedek of the Aveira. Therefore, it's not Shayach Shlichus, because there's no Shlichus for Hana. You can only have a shliach that I'm accredited with the ma'isa. It's like I get credit since I caused it, so as if I made it happen, so as if I did it. But you can't, if it's a requirement of a certain result, that your body got certain physical feelings of pleasure, you can't have a shliach and say, I got the pleasure. There's no way. You know, pleasure is a physical mitzvah, and it's not shayach shlichus on pleasure. So therefore, since the Chedek, the Aveira, that's how they're learning our Gemara. It's simple Pshan our Gemara, that since the Aveira by Arayas and Chedek is Hana, so you can't have a Shliach on that, because they're not Shai Shlichus, and just like you can't have a Shliach to put filling on their body as if it's on your body, you can't have that you're getting Hana, it's like I got Hana. There's no Shlichus on a Mitzvah Shebe Gufo. Mamish, we goofo mamish, and no din shlichus. Okay. Was pshat by Ms. Asik, the same thing. Since you did the Hana, which is the Iker Aveira, so you can't deny that you did the Aveira. The Aveira is getting the Hana, you got the Hana, so you did the Aveira. Maybe it was Shoigeg, okay, but you can't say, I didn't do the Aveira. My body didn't do the, it wasn't me that did the Aveira. If you got Hana, and the Aveira is Hana, you did the Aveira. According to that pshat, it's pashtas, in the case of the Chochmas Menayach, where the Aveira, the Hana, is not a chedek of the Aveira. The Hana is only coincidental. So good. So who cares that I didn't get Hana? You don't have to get Hana, right? If I make a shliach to be mafresh truma for me. So we're saying that you get credit for the reason, Maisa. It's not like it was done with your body, but we don't need it to be done with your body. So you have a shliach. So if the Aveira here is a Maisa Kenyan, you can make a shliach for a Kenyan, because a Kenyan doesn't have to be done by your body. You can't have a shliach for Hana. Okay, Enochinami. So I don't have a shliach for Hana, but there's no pashas, there's no reason. Just because I can't have a shliach for the Hana, but you could have a shliach for the Kenyan. So why shouldn't there be a shliach? So according to the way their understanding Shana the Gemara. The Taifas, it's hard to know what the two Stadim are. If the Shad and the Zenev is Zemeschaiv is very simple, that because the Aver is Ana, and if the Aver is Ana, so you get not Shaykh Shlichas to transfer the Avera to the you have to do the Mais Avera, and it can't have Shlichas on Ana. But here in the case of the Hachmas Menayach, where the Aver is not Ana, the Aver is a Kinyan. And you could have a shlichus on the Kenyan. So who cares that you don't have a shlichus on the no? Why is that relevant? So that's a little unclear. So the way, you know, I say if I wanted to make the shir unclear, I could have waited till the end and then prove it from such a svara. But we'll make it simple. So the way that seems that people say is svara, to explain the other side of the Chochmas Menayach Hakira, as we'll see in the later, in the maybe in the Tiri Aven, whatever, is they say as Svara that it's like Eidus Shabbato Miksaso Bato Kuda. I don't exactly know if that's the right example, but in other words, if Shlicha Shabbato Miksaso Bato Kuda, since it's one Maisa, and I can't be Kemoischa Ligavir Ana. So once I can't be Gemayischa, the Gabi Dana, so I can't be Gemayischa, the Gabi anything else either. You can't split the mice in half. Even though they're really, I don't need to be Gemayischa, the Gabi Dana. And it's almost irrelevant. But since you can't say the Shliach did the Hana, the Mishaleach did the Hana, I'm sorry. You have to admit the Shliach did the Hana. And since the Hana and the Kinyan were done with the same exact Maisa, the same physical Maisa did both at the Bevas Achas. So you can't make me Kemaisa the Gabi one if I'm not Kemaisa the Gabi the other. Okay. So that would be, according to the simple pshat, that would be the Chochmas Menayach's suffix. Is there such a newfangled svar or not? In other words, one side says, I never heard of such a svara. Zenev is emes chayiv lo minin is very simple because this is the aveira itself. When you can't transfer the aveira, there's no shlichus on hana, and therefore you got, the shaleach, the mishaleach, did not do the maisa, the aveira. And the other side holds that there is some kind of concept that if I'm not a shliach legabi something else, even that something else has nothing to do with the shlichus, with the aveira, nothing to do with anything, but once I'm not a shliach for one thing, I'm not a shliach legabi something else either, since it's the same physical mice. Okay, that would be the the Chochmas Menayach. If you would learn Pashup Shan, that would be Davis and Suffolk. It's not so nice, because it would be like, where in the world would why should Tavis have a suffix in this? Why would Tavis come up? Because if Shad is like we're saying that the Avera is the Hana, and then Shad in the Gemara is Zen if it's Emeschai if Lo Amrinin is because the Shliach is doing the Shliach is doing the Maisa, the Avera, and the Mishaleach is not doing the Avera. So why should Taifas have a suffix that there's this whole new svara that it's shlicha shabbato miksaso bato kula? Like, where do you ever hear such a svara? Like why should he clear such a svara? You know, yeah, you need, where does it ever say that if I'm not a shliach for you for one thing, I can't be for the other? You never find such a concept. So I guess what the probably what people would say is, Gufa, that's Taifas. Taifas Safek Gufa is the, and I think this is the way someone just says it, is that Safek is Gufa, what Pshat, and then if it's Emeschayev. Do we say the Pshat is because the Aver is Ana? And therefore, Einach Inami, it doesn't apply in a situation when the Aver is not Ana. Or do we say that really the Aver is not the Ana? And Pshat is really the Aveira is not that. The Aveira is a Maisa Bia. The reason why Zen Nenev is Emeschayev Lo Amrinin is Gufa because of Shlichus about the Miksasa about the Kula. So in other words, it would come out. That would be probably the simple way of learning Pshat and Taisus, according to the Hakmas Menayach, is that Taisus is Gufa mi Misupik, whether the Aveira by Mi'ila, which is definitely in, you know, a Shaida in the Rosh Hashivas, whether the Aveira, Mi'ila, and Chedev is a Hana or not. If you say the Aveira is the Hana, so then it would not extend. Then the Pshat is, and then if it's Emes Chayiv, is very simple. You did the Shev to the Aveira, not the Meshaleach. Therefore, it wouldn't extend to the Hakmas Menayach's case, because the Hechitesi to be Mechadish, a whole new Svara. But if you learn that really the Aveira is not the Hana, if you learn the Aveira is not the Hana, so then Gufa, why is it Zenen of them is Chayiv Lo Amrinin? What Pshat are the Gemara and Kedushin? So you have to say that Pshat is, it's a din of shlicha shabbato miksaso bato kula. Since I can't be a shliach legabi the ana, so therefore I can't be a shliach legabi the maiso also. So therefore, who was in the Hachmas Menach and Taivis's case, with the Savin case, we would also say, them is chayv in of his anana, no, I'm reading it. In other words, so the simple pshat of the Hachmas Menach would be that Taivis is misupik. What's pshat in the Aveira of Chedev and Arayas? And what is the Havana in the Gemara that says, then of his em is chayv, no, I'm reading it. One side holds that the Aveira of Chedev and Arayas is the Hana. And Pshat and Zenden and Mitzchayv is very simple because the Shliach did the whole Aveira, because Aveira is Hana. Then it would not carry over to a case where the Aveira is a Kinyan. Wouldn't it carry then? But the other Pshat is holds that no, that even by Chedev and Arayas, the Aveira is not the Hana. The Aveira is a Maisabia. The Aveira is the eating. And in New Yisrael, you ate without Hana, you'd also be Iver. Hana is just coincidental. And Afal begins, and then if it's them, it's Chayiv, no, I'm reading. So you see that a coincidental thing that you can't have the Shlichas stops the Shlichas because the Shliach Shabbat makes also Bato Kula. So therefore, the same thing would be true in the Hachmas Menayach's case. Okay, that would be Pashup Shad and Taivis' topic, pointing to the Hachmas Menayach. Okay. I hope that's clear. I don't know, everyone's muted, so I can't ask if it's clear. But I hope that was clear. The a little bit what's schwer about it is that it makes the Taisus very funny, is that, you know, the Yeshiva Derech was that we always minimize the switch between the Havi and the Maskana. We definitely have Taisus as a suffix. We assume it's a very small suffix. According to this pshat, it means Taivis is Safek, means Taivis has a Safek because he has two totally different ways of understanding pshat and the Gemara, And that's not so nice. Taivis is saying that I don't understand pshat. I'm not sure what pshat and the Gemara is. I have two totally different pshatim. One pshat is, and then them is Chayim because the Aver is Ana. And therefore, obviously, you can't have Shlichus because you can't have, just like you can't have a shliach for someone to put tefillin on himself for you, you can't have shlichus for Hana, because it's a davar shebigufo. And the other pshat is a whole different pshat of some radical chiddush of shlichus shabbato miksaso bato kula, and Taivis is completely misupik. In this little taisis, Taivis is misupik in a shash safek. What's the aveira of chedev and arayas, which the Asan Daraisa spends 20 pages, maybe an exaggeration, but close to trying to, depending on your print, the different prints of the Asan Daraisa. The old print is only like one page, but the new printing is like 20 pages. So he has like many, many pages throughout Shas on that Shaila, what the Aveir is. So that's really Taivis is Suffolk. The Asan Daraisa is Chakira, a little funny. And he has a Taivis doesn't really know Pshat and the Gemara here. And his, when Taivis says he has a Suffolk La Locha by Mila, what he really means to say is I have a Suffolk in the whole what the Gemara here means. I don't know. It's a little funny. It's a little funny. Okay. Anyway, but let's stop here for part one. We have a few different parts. So part one, this will be Parshat Shana, the Chochmas Menayach, and a little bit funny, the Suffolk. Okay. Okay, we'll move on, a whole new part, and then we'll come back. Whole new part is the Ran. The Ran goes ahead. There is a very interesting sugya. Right, we're starting a brand new sugya. There's a din of mitzvah sriches kavana. Mitzvah sriches kavana is one of the most important halachas, which means that many, many people, we do mitzvahs, but if we don't have kavana, we don't get the mitzvah. It's a chaval. We do something that could be considered a mitzvah, but we're not thinking b'shas ma'isa that we want to do a mitzvah. And therefore, we lose out on the mitzvah. We don't get a mitzvah. The Mishnah Brura brings in the Siman Samach a heter from the Chayei Adam, which is a, you know, basically a heter that without that we can't survive. That if it's nicker from the ma'isa that you're doing it, a shame mitzvah, so then you don't need kavana. So we put on our tawis. No one puts on a tawis in the morning pretty much without, unless they want to do a mitzvah. Goyim don't put on talesim. Goyim don't put on tefillin. So therefore, there is no, even though people could be doing it when they're half asleep, they wake up in the middle of the night, they're half asleep, and they put their tawis on, and they're not thinking about the mitzvah. But since it's nicker that you're doing it for the shem mitzvah, so you have mitzvah sriches kavan. The problem with that is that there are many, many things that we do that are probably mitzvahs, and it's not so nicker. You know, well, the example, your mother asks you to take out the garbage. You can't say that it's nicker that I'm taking out for a mitzvah, because you believe it or not, you still find some non-Jewish people that also if their mother asks you to take out, ask him to take out the garbage, he'll take out the garbage. So that means that people take out the garbage even after the mitzvah. Some people actually listen to the mothers without the mitzvah. This time, they say, my mother is my mother, take out the garbage, nothing to do with the mitzvah. So Pashup Shat, it's not nicker that the shame mitzvah. So if you take out the garbage and you don't stop to think that you're doing it as shame mitzvah, keep it aim, Pashas, you don't get a mitzvah. Person goes and gets married. It's not so simple because, you know, the non-religious people always have a wedding ceremony. It's a nice thing. I don't know. Is it nicker? It's a shem mitzvah. Okay, maybe have a bracha. Okay, maybe there it's different. It could even be on things which are much more, where it's even more blatant. And let's say we said the Mishnah Brura. And we say, Mishnah Brura says, you say Kriyashma in the davening, Shmona Esrei, even though you're half asleep and you're saying it, assuming hopefully you have the, you know, but the fact that a person wouldn't be saying Kriya Shema unless it was a mitzvah, people don't stop and say Kriya Shema, Goyim don't say Kriya Shema. So it's nicker from your ma'isa, mitzvah sriches kavana. The problem is, and this they ask, and okay, there's a tumult about it, but there's more than one mitzvah in Kriya Shema. There's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but there's also a mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. So maybe, you know, and if the guy who says, is a nicker from his ma'isa, that he's mechavein also for Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maybe it's only nicker that he's being mechavein for Kriya Shema. Maybe a better example would be, because that's maybe not such a good example, but a better example would be a person on Pesach is drinking Arba Kaisis. So there's the first kos is two mitzvahs. It's Kiddush and Arba Kaisis. So the guy's not thinking. So you can't say it's nicker that he wants to do for both mitzvahs. It's only nicker he wants to do for one mitzvah. And most people don't drink wine. Or if you say Kiddush, you obviously mean Kiddush. But it's not nicker, you mean Arba Kaisis. So if a person's not thinking beferish, he wants to be yaitzeh in the midst of Arba Kaisis. So Pashtus, he's only yaitzeh in the midst of Kiddush, not Arba Kaisis. Anyway, it's a very confusing thing, but there's definitely, if we could figure out another heter, so to speak, besides the Chavetz Chaim's heter from the Chayei Adam, that when it's nicker, you don't need mitzvah sriches kavana, it would be very beneficial for many, many cases. But that's not halacha. The halacha is a mitzvah sricha is kavana. You don't have kavana, you're not yaitzei the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah seemed to hold even by drabanan. Okay. Problem is in the Mishnah Berurah that there's a stira. And this is not the Mishnah Berurah's kasha, the Rishayim asks kasha. There's a stira in halacha that the Rambam, other place came in, and, you know, it's really, it's a stira seemingly in the Gemara's. But that if you pass a mitzvah sricha is kavana, and yet there's a Gemara that says that if Goyim force you to eat matzah, you yaitzei the mitzvah. You don't have kavana for the mitzvah. Again, you clearly don't want to be yaitzei the mitzvah. You're not thinking for the mitzvah. The Goyim are stuffing the matzah down your throat. So where is there, how is you yaitzei mitzvah sricha is kavana there? So there are Rishonim that say, Gupa, based on this, from the Gemara, from the matzah, that obviously we pass him mitzvahs, ain't zriches kavana, and it's not just Rishonim, there's Amoraim that seem to say that in the Gemara, that the fact that your yaitzei matzah with the kafu is a raya, the mitzvahs ain't zriches kavana. But the problem is on the Rambam. The Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, you know, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are pasdin and Siman Samuch, that mitzvah zriches kavana. And at the same time, they paskin that if a guy forces you to eat matzah, you yaitz in a mitzvah. So the two are in stira. So as everyone asks this kasha, and there are, you know, there are different answers. Comes along the Ran, and it gives an answer, and the Ran's answer is the one that seems to be, the Achroidim seem to work with, the Magen Avram quotes the Ran, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ran, the Masses of Shechem quotes the Ran. That seems to be the one that the halacha they're working with, and they're there for an afkamina of halacha. That the svara is because there's nana, and since we have the svara of increases, that then nana you can't have misasek when you're nana. So that means that nana gives you kavana. Nana takes away the misasek. So therefore, nana takes away the problem that you're lacking mitzvah sriches kavana. That's what the Ran says. Just like a person is misasek, he's missing the right kavana. He's missing the kavana of action, and comes along the nana and makes it as if in lomdis, as if he has kavana. So here also, since you're nana, You want to say you're not yaitzin a mitzvah because mitzvah sricha is kavana. Since you're nana, it's considered as if you have kavana. Comes along many, many achraidim, and included in the Steiper brings it too, I believe, but it's also many earlier achraidim, Tabla Shlomo, other people, and say that makes absolutely no sense, pashtus. Because nana said, it gives you kavana, but it gives you a pshat is, you can't say that you were daydreaming. I wasn't thinking when you were nana. Because nana means that you can't say, I didn't do it. But by mitzvah sricha's kavana, you need a particular type of kavana. Mitzvah sricha's kavana is not enough that you can't be daydreaming. Even if you do it very, very consciously, I'm focused and I'm concentrating, but I'm not doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. I'm doing it for I'm playing a game of basketball, and I'm thinking, and I'm focusing, and I'm using all my intelligence to get the basket in. So if Lou Yisrael was a mitzvah, you don't have kavana for the mitzvah. I have kavana for something else, but you have to have kavana for mitzvah. So nana, granted, nana will say you have kavana, but it's not going to say you have kavana for a mitzvah. Mitzvah sricha's kavana says you need a particular type of kavana. You need a kavana mitzvah. So what in the world, granted, nana takes off the problem in misasek. Nana takes off the problem in misasek because you don't need any particular type of kavana. You just need kavana. You did it. So nana says your brain is focused. But when mitzvah sricha is kavana, how can nana take off, solve the problem mitzvah sricha is kavana? That's the problem that everybody has. Not my problem. Everyone has that kasha. Okay, so the standard answer, and the Stipler, I think the Stipler says it's a little difficult, but the Stipler seems to say it too, He doesn't really, I think he sort of is maspers it a little bit, and then he leaves it unclear. So what I think the answer is, I don't really think I get credit for this, but it could be if you want to give me credit, I'll take credit. It seems that there's a famous chakira in Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, which is a very fascinating chakira. The easiest way of saying it is that it didn't in the Gavra, it didn't in the Chatzah, one of the most famous chakiras. Meaning the simple pshat of Mitzvah Sriches Kavana is a din in the Gavra. There's a requirement that when you fulfill a mitzvah, you, the man doing the mitzvah, has to, part of the action of fulfilling the mitzvah is thinking, I want to serve Hashem. There's a requirement that's how you do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah by having ratzon to serve Hashem. The other pshat is completely different. Really, you don't need to have ratzon to serve Hashem to do a mitzvah. You just have to do a ma'isa mitzvah. Shake a lulav. You shake a lulav. I don't care why you shake a lulav. You're yaitzi. The problem is that without kavana, we don't define it as a ma'isa mitzvah because you blew shofar. So if you didn't have kavana, you didn't blow shofar. You blew a horn. It's you made music. It's a different ma'isa. It becomes a different action. The ma'isa is neutral, and it's the chakira we mentioned. We said over Rabbi Naiman's famous red cap svara that idea that the same action can be defined in different ways. Rabbi Naiman's famous red cap svara was that a guy goes to Penn Station and he's schlepping a heavy suitcase. He puts it down for a second, and someone grabs it and starts running off with it. So you scream, "Ganav, stop, crook!" And you run after him, you jump him, you start punching him, you kick him, you hit him. Right? If, on the other hand, if you put down your suitcase and a person with a red cap, which means that he's a porter, picks up your suitcase and he starts running off with it, you say, thank you so much. And you take out a dollar and you give it to him. So whether or not it's a ma'isa chesed or a ma'isa geneva, they're doing the same thing. But it depends on the kavana of the person who's doing it. The kavana defines the ma'isa. So did I do geneva? You know, did I do geneva, or was I doing a chesed? So it depends. If my kavana was to do geneva, then this ma'isa is a ma'isa geneva, and it's an aveira. If my kavana was to do you a chesed, this ma'isa is a ma'isa chesed. Okay. Whether the red cap is not relevant for this part of this year. If the chesed is defined the kavana, that was a different part of the Rabbi Naiman's speech. But the same thing, so we have that the kavana defines the ma'isa. So the svara mitzvah sviches kavana is that the ma'isa, it's not a thing that in order to serve, do a mitzvah, you have to want to serve Hashem. No. You can do a mitzvah without serving, having any knowledge to serve Hashem. But it has to be defined as a ma'isa mitzvah. Theoretically, according to this chat, someone else can supply the kavana, right? In other words, I could be blowing a horn, a shofar, and I could be thinking I'm making music, and the guy next to me is thinking the shame shofar. So that theoretically, maybe, I'm not saying necessarily, you know, but because it's not part of the avodah of the mitzvah, the avodah of doing a mitzvah. It's just that this ma'isa has to be defined in order to be considered a ma'isa mitzvah. So some people could say someone else could define it. Okay. That's a very, very major, major chakira. It's a major chakira in mitzvah sriches kavana. What is a chisar in a mitzvah sriches kavana? There's a tremendous, I'm going out of order of the shir, but I may have been trying to simplify. There's many, many nafkaminas of this chakira. Tremendous nafkaminas. The most tremendous nafkamina is that thing we quoted from that sitter. Again, I forgot the name of the sitter, but it's the sitter, it's really the Baal Esho Avraham. Son Kedoshim, the name of the official name of the sitter. The Michtav Ledavin, I think it was. But anyway, but it's about Eshah Avraham, and it's quoted in many Sidurim in the very beginning in Shachris. They bring it, about Eshah Avraham. Eshah Avraham is a parish in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in the regular big fat Aruch Hayim. But this is not in his Eshah Avraham, but it's in this Sefer where we photocopied it from. He basically has a tremendous kula in mitzvah sriches kavana, that if you make a declaration beforehand that you're going to do a mitzvah, the shame mitzvah, even if when you do the mitzvah you completely forgot, you're yotzi mitzvah sriches kavana. Now he says that it works only within a day. There are other people that say it can work for your whole lifetime. Now that's a real kula. That's a stripler. The Rav Chaim Kineski says it's a efsher. Efsher. Okay. Efsher is also good. Right? Which means like this. I go ahead and I say, any mitzvah I'm going to do today, I don't know what I'm doing. Anything that I do is a mitzvah, I want it to be a mitzvah. Anything I do in the rest of my life that happens to be a mitzvah, I want it to be a mitzvah. Right? So now, if you learn pshat in mitzvah sriches kavana, that part of the mitzvah is you have to have in your heart to serve Hashem. You're not having it when you do this action. You're not doing it to serve Hashem. You're doing it for a completely ulterior motive. So the fact that a month ago, a week ago, even a day ago, I made this declaration, like, so what? When you're doing it, you're missing an integral ingredient of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is avdus. That's the simple pshat of mitzvah sriches kavana, is that part of the mitzvah is to want to serve Hashem. That's part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is my desire to do what Hashem wants, to be mevatel myself to Hashem. The fact that I made a declaration 5 hours ago and I completely forgot about it, now I'm taking out the garbage for some different reason completely. My mother asked me to take out the garbage. I take it out, and I'm not thinking anything about Hashem. I never dawned on me Hashem. So there's no mitzvah to be. I made a declaration when I woke up in the morning, whatever I do is a mitzvah, is a mitzvah. Like, so what? You're missing that integral ingredient. But if you learn that the reason why mitzvah sriches kavana is because you have to define the ma'isa, so it could be that you can define the ma'isa an hour ago, 5 hours ago. You can make a declaration. You can make a moldah that I am defining what my actions are. I define my actions. You know, it's not really in you. So it's like someone else can define your actions. So you can define your actions for the future. You say I'm making that's a concept of mysterious moldah. I'm making a moldah that this is what my actions should be. Okay, it's definitely not pashut, but it would make, it's a possibility. And that's what he does seem to say. He says we have it he compares it to get. By get, the din of the shema is not a din in the gavra, it's a din in the chetza. The get has to be written in the shema. So we have a thing, by get, by tzitzis, a person's making tzitzis. It's much more nogeyev to us. You have to do a tzitzis shema. What if you start making tzitzis shema and then you daydream? And then when you wake up from your daydream, your tzitzis are finished. Same thing, you bake matzah. So the din is that since in the beginning of making the tzitzis, you said a shame mitzvah tzitzis. Even though while you were going and making those, your hand was making this, going around in circles and making the different circles, you were completely daydreaming about something else and you were totally not there. But your yaitzi the shema, because it's a din in the chefsa, it's not a din in the gavra. You have to define this chefsa as a shame sitzes. So the fact that you designated this sitzes, the shame sitzes, it's fine. You start out in the beginning, you designated it. So if you saw that Eshah Avraham, he compares the shame mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs, the sriches kavana, to tefillin, which means that what he is saying is that the din of mitzvah sriches kavana is not a din in the gavra, It's not that that's a, but it's a din in the chatsa. And therefore, there's a tremendous, tremendous kula, a tremendous kula that you can make this declaration. That's what he wants to say. Now, he has even a bigger kula, even if it'll be in the Gabri, he seems to say there's some kind of kula. Because, but okay, but he definitely says it in the chavsa. Okay, anyway, so that's a very, very big, it's a famous chakira. It's a Shlomo Hyman has this chakira. What chana mitzvah sriches gavana? Is it a din in the gavra that this is you have to serve Hashem, or is it a din in the chavsa to make it into a davra mitzvah? So pshat seemingly in the Ran is that the Ran is learning that the chisaron of mitzvah sriches kavana is not a din in the gavra. It's not pshat is that you have to have kavana to serve Hashem. It's a chisaron the chefsa. And we have to, even in the chisaron the chefsa, we have to change it. The reason why it's a chisaron the chefsa is not because we were saying it's a chisar in the hefza because instead of say it's not an action of blowing shofar, it's an action of playing music. No, it's a different. It's a chisar in the hefza because it's considered like misasek. Misasek means it wasn't even done by you. When you do a mitzvah without kavana, it's considered like you didn't even do it. It's like your body worked without your brain. What do you mean? I was thinking. I definitely was thinking I want to take out the garbage. But if you were thinking a thought, which is relatively trivial, unimportant, irrelevant, not a mitzvah, it's as if you're not thinking. You're just a behemoth. It's not the behemoth thinking. It's not a human being thinking. So the Gabi, that's a big word, obviously. Ligabi, the concept of the mitzvah, of a mitzvah, is considered misasek. Yes? Even though the Gabi Shabbos, it wouldn't be considered misasek, because you intended to do what you're doing. But Ligabi, a mitzvah, it's considered that you did the mitzvah as a misasek. You didn't know you were doing a mitzvah. You had no You had no awareness that a mitzvah was being done. So you had no awareness this is a ma'aseh mitzvah, and you had no awareness that this was a ma'aseh mitzvah. So therefore, the ma'aseh mitzvah is being done as a misasek. So the reason why mitzvah sriches kavana is because a misasek is not your action. That's what I think the Stipler is saying. That's what they're saying, Shah and Iran. It's a very big chiddush. That mitzvah sriches kavana, contrary to popular belief, we always think mitzvah sriches kavana is because it's a din in the gavra, that the gavra has to be mechavein and shem shemaim, because that's part of this, that you have to have kavana for shemona esrei. That's part of the avodah of serving Hashem. It says, no, it's nothing to do with the gavra. And it says that you have to do the action. And it's only considered you do the action if you know what you're doing. If your body moves by itself and does something without awareness, it's misasek. So if you do a mitzvah and you have no idea you're doing a mitzvah, and you're thinking about some kind of totally irrelevant, you're blowing a shofar and you're thinking about you're playing Beethoven music. So even though your brain is very focused, but you're focused on Irishkeit. So it's considered as if you're not really there. You're not there. It's not really you blowing the shofar. It's not your neshama face. It's not your being that's blowing the shofar. It's not somebody else. So it's a p'tur misasek. Now, when your nana, even though your nana has nothing to do with mitzvahs, but you can't be considered misasek when you're nana. So if you're not considered misasek when you're nana, so you're yaitz in a mitzvah. So for example, let's say there are these even people that even say that if you're nana, you enjoy the music, right? So I'm blowing shofar, and I'm planning on blowing Beethoven symphony. So Alice, the fact that I'm thinking and I'm concentrating to blow the music right, to have that beautiful music, that's called misasek, because we're not machsh of that kavana. So it's considered as if you're doing it without any thought. But since you're enjoying it, oh, so now the enjoyment makes it, you can't call it misasek. That's already you. Your enjoyment is you. So your enjoyment is you. So that's not misasek. Once it's not misasek, then you're yaitzi mitzvah sriches kavana. That seems to be Pshan Iran. Again, the Stiper himself says it's very difficult. But that's what seems to be Pshan Iran, meaning that the chisarin of mitzvah sriches kavana is a ptura misasek. And the nene goes to go ahead and solve the misasek. That seems to be Pshat in the Rhyme. Now, we have in, just to finish off, we have in that Sav Sefer, and it's in other places too, there seems to be a machlekes that this Zvara that they're saying in the Rambam, that Nene takes off the problem of misasek, and the Prima Godem has a suffek. They seem to have a suffek whether the nene, what happens if the nene is not an ikar chedek of the mitzvah? What happens if the nene is not a chedek of the mitzvah? So what's the shaita? So the shaita is the same shaita what we mentioned before. In other words, what we said before when we got to the Hachmas Menayach, we said before, is that the nene makes us not misasik. So now the question is, if you're doing simultaneously two things, you're doing a maisa mitzvah, and at the same maisa is also a mice of nana. So the nana is not misasek. So can we view the mice of mitzvah as misasek? If the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is a nana, then for sure, then since the nana is not misasek, so the mitzvah is not misasek. So then there's no shaita. But if the mitzvah and the nana are two separate parts, so even though the nene is not misasek, the question is, does that automatically make that the mitzvah is also not misasek? So that is the machlekes apparently over there by in the Ran. Right, so let's try and say that again because I didn't say that so clearly. I'm sorry. Now the Ran is saying a svara that the chisarin of mitzvah sriches kavana is a chisarin of misasek. When you have nene, you're removing the problem of misasek. So if the nene, the mitzvah is a nene, so then for sure, so then the mitzvah is not misasek. Shaida the machlokes among certain mefarshim is, what if the mitzvah is not nene? But the vas achas, with the same physical maisa that you're doing the mitzvah, you're also being nana. It's coincidental to the maisa mitzvah that you're nana. Like, let's say by matzah, the mitzvah, soon pashas, the mitzvah is not getting enjoying the matzah. In the Tzav Sefer it says it is, but pashas it's not. But the maisa in the eating of the matzah, I'm also being enjoying it. So then the question would be, since the eating, you can't call that misasek on the enjoyment, so the eating is not misasek, so then memeda, who are then, when it comes to the mitzvah, is also not misasek. Or do we go ahead and say it's only not misasek the gabi the enjoyment, but not the gabi the, but since the mitzvah has nothing to do with the enjoyment, so just because this part's not misasek doesn't mean that part's not misasek. Okay, anyway, So that would be the machlekes rishon over there. So getting back to our sugya, let me just see. Just 1 second. I skipped a step. Okay, all right, okay, so we're saying as follows. In other words, the Svara of the Ran is that even though the Nene is not part of the Nene, is once the Nene is not Misasek, so the Mitzvah is not Misasek. In other words, the whole Svara of the Ran is this idea that there's some kind of contagiousness, that if the Nene is not Misasek, so the mitzvah is also not misasek. You know, you have to say, according to the Ran, you have to commit yourself to this svara that we were trying to say, that once it's not one part is not misasek, then it carries over to the other parts. So the hanoshaba is not misasek. Aye, but the mitzvah sriches kavana says, if I don't have kavana for the mitzvah, then it's misasek. So that is once the hanah shaba is not misasek, so then the whole thing is not misasek. Can't say it's misasek because I didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. I wasn't thinking a chashiv a thought, because if it's not misasek partially, then it can't be considered misasek. So even once it's, and even the gabei mitzvah, it's not considered misasek. So what comes out is as follows. Right. So what comes out of the follows is that getting back to the, okay, let's get, what comes out as follows, that getting back to our sugya. In other words, we don't have to say, Parshat Pshat and our sugya will say like this. Everybody agrees that the Aveira is not the Hana. Hanah is not the Aveira. The Aveira is the person, the physical Maisa. You have a Bia with a Bia with the Bia is the Aveira. The Aveira is the Ita Chedev. But it's inseparable. It's not inseparable. The Aveira and the Hanah. So I would say the Chochmas, in other words, the Chochmas Menoyach Safek is when you have a situation, in other words, everyone, the whole Svara is that there's this basic Yisoid that when one part of the Mice, when something is not, the whole Yisoid is that you can't transfer the Hanah to the other person. But transfer the Maisa. So the Torah says, if you can transfer the Maisa and the Hanah, go together. They're not separable. You can't separate the Maisa and the Hanah. Even though you're not chayav for the Hanah, but if the Hanah is my action, So the mice is also my action. So now Tzeibes has a very dakistic ashida. When do we say we can't transfer the hanoah and the ma'isa? Is that only when by definition they're inseparable? In other words, by a ma'isa bia. Every bia comes with a hanoah. So then if I can't separate the hanoah, if I can't give you the hanoah, then I can't give you the ma'isa. I can't separate the two. Can't give the mishaleach one without the other. But by mi'ira, where theoretically you can have the kinyan without agna. In this particular case, the way I decided to do the kinyan comes with agna. So then do we separate, do we say that even though I don't get the agna, is not my transfer to you, we transfer to you the maisa kinyan, or no, since this maisa agna has in it kinyan, so you can't separate the agna and the kinyan. Okay. All right. I don't know. I think I get these blank faces. Right. Basically, what we wanted to do is two separate things. Let me just try and say it again, because it's a little... In the basic shot in the Chochmas Menayach, I wanted to take... The way the standard shot in the Chochmas Menayach Safek was that that one side is that the Aveira is Anna, and the other side is the Aveira is not Anna. So then it's a very funny machlis suffix that he's having a major suffix tesis in what pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin. That's very teichik. So when I wanted to take the machlikas rishonim by mitzvah sriches kavana and plug it in here. By mitzvah sriches kavana, everybody agrees that the hanoah is not the mitzvah. No one's going to say the hanoah is a mitzvah. The hanoah is not. And definitely many people say within the application that the hanoah is not the mitzvah over there. There are definitely people that say that. So that the, even though I admit the Ksav Sefer maybe did not say that, but most people do not say that the hanoah is not the mitzvah. Nonetheless, they still say this svara, because apparently the svara is that as long as you can, there is a hanoah, and you can't go ahead and say this asek on the hanoah, then you can't split the maisa from the hanoah. So it's the chakira over there in the sugya of mitzvah sriches kavana is what happens when the hanoah. Is it only when the hanoah and the ma'isa are inseparable? They're both inseparable, like it's by matzah. By definition, every time you eat matzah, you get hanoah. So even though hanoah is not a chedek of the mitzvah, but hanoah is a mitzias, that you're getting hanoah when you eat the matzah. But if you have a situation where the hanoah is not connected directly to the mitzvah, so it's not an essential part of the mitzvah. So maybe then we could separate it. There are other Rishayim over there that say that even when the hanoah is even has nothing to do with the mitzvah, just coincidental that you happen to be getting hanoah, so also we can't separate it. So the shayla, that seems to be the machlekes by mitzvah sriches kavana. So when you have, when we say this yisoid, that if it's me, can you divide the mice in half? So the question is that when we say you can't, the insight is you can't divide the mice in half, is it only when it's intrinsic part of the mice or non-intrinsic part of the mice? Okay, so that will be the subject of the Chochmas Menayach, and the. A little bit, I think the main chiddush was the pshat in the Ran, in that pshat in mitzvah sriches kavana, it's a very, very big chiddush, that mitzvah sriches kavana is a din in mitzasek. That's a very big chiddush. Has many, many ramifications. We didn't really get to some of the ramifications, but the most simplest ramifications is this Eshu Avram's ramification. That's a chisaron of mitzvah sriches kavon as a din of mitzvah. And therefore, a person who goes ahead, if once you have hana, you take off the mitzvah, even though the hana is not, it's not for mitzvah. But once you take off mitzvah, it carries over. See, that's your side of carrying over. Once it's not mitzvah, legabi hana, it's also not mitzvah, legabi mitzvah. So there's a svara. Now, the whole yisoid is it's just based on this kind of automatic carryover. If I'm not misasik legabi this, I'm also not misasik legabi that. Okay. I think it was a little unclear. I apologize, but I think I have to stop. All right. Can anyone want to unmute themselves and clarify?
So Rebbe's saying by matzah that the... Well, actually, first, Rebbe, thank you very much. Just by matzah, the hana is, Rebbe, saying the hana is an integral part.
No, I'm saying it's not an integral.
What cases
part.
Are we able to split, and what are we not able to? When are we not able to split?
So it's very confusing. You have to. There's a lot of bikiyas over there. I left out much of the bikiyas. The Ksav Sefer seems to say a svara that the hana by matzah also the hana is the ikar mitzvah. That's his learning. But most people do not seem to learn that way. Fakir, there's a din of you bought a matzah, you yotze. So he seems to be saying that hana by matzah is not an ikar chelik of the mitzvah. But nonetheless, it's an inseparable subject. It's part of the maisa achila. Achila, a normal part of the maisa achila brings hana. It's not tangential. They're saying a svara that once the hana is not misasek, so that means the achila is not misasek because the hana is connected, is directly part of the achila. Even though the mitzvah is the achila, the mitzvah is not the hana. The mitzvah is the achila, and what you need the achila has to be not misasek. But if the hana is not misasek, so the achila is also not misasek.
Okay.
They connect together. They have the cases like Tokea the Shear, where you're getting the Hana from purely from a tangential thing. Where in other words, where they also discuss this Shaida. In other words, let's say I'm making music and I'm not, you know, I enjoy the music of the Shaifer. That's not intrinsic to the shayfer that you enjoy it. That shayfer does not have intrinsic enjoyment. So there's a machlokes in this svara, and whether the Ran svara carries over to Tokea the Shir. So it's the same type of situation where the maisa you're getting the pleasure, but the pleasure is not essential for the. You can have a tekiah without a pleasure. This particular case, you happen to be getting pleasure from the tekiah. So by the matzah, the pleasure is an intrinsic part of eating matzah. It's not necessary for the mitzvah. The Hashem didn't give the mitzvah of eating matzah because Hashem wants you to get pleasure. That's not mistavra. That the purpose part of the mitzvah is to get the pleasure. The purpose of matzah is to eat matzah. Zecher, you see, it's Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah, the pleasure, is basically inseparable from the mitzvah of eating it. No, any normal eating matzah has pleasure. Shofar, it's not intrinsically part of the shofar's pleasure. It just sometimes is pleasure. So we have a machlekes achreinim, whether the svara of the Ran is only limited to shofar, to matzah, or extends to shofar. So I'm saying that's pashtus. That's the same shayla as the Chachmas Menayach. In other words, everybody agrees that the Iker, it's a much limited, much smaller machlaikas. Everyone agrees that the Avera is not the enjoyment of Chalev. The Avera is not the enjoyment of the Bia. The Avera is a Maisa Bia and the Maisa Chalev. Just like the Mitzvah's Matzah is to eat Matzah, Zecher to Tzias Mitzrayim, not to get the Hanah. The whole svara is, but once the hana is you can't transfer that. No, that's trying to in Rava Svara in Kedushin. If I can't transfer the Anah, then I also can't transfer the Maisa because they're inseparable. So the Chachmas Menoyach is clearing, when do we say the Maisa and Anah are inseparable? Is it only when the Anah and the Maisa, by definition, are always, according to the way the physical Teva of the world, they are booked together and they are never separated? Or is it even if theoretically they could be separable, but in this particular Maisa, they happen to come together? So that's the same Machloikas Rish Achroinim that you have by where the Ran Svar applies to.
So Me'ila and Shofar are comparable. That's what Rabbi's.
Me'ila of the Chochmas Menayach Me'ila is the same as what the Mishvarshan discussed, Shofar this year, yes. It's the same thing where in this particular case, they're connected, but they're not intrinsically connected. While Shofar, while Chedev and Arayis is more like matzah, where that's not the mitzvah, but that is an intrinsic part of the ma'isa, which is inseparable from the ma'isa. The ma'isa, the reason why Hashem gave the mitzvah matzah is because he is Mitzrayim. It's not that Hashem wants you to taste matzah. That's not Pashup Shot. But the ma'isa, every time a person eats matzah, he tastes matzah. So the same thing. The reason Hashem asked Arayis is not because Hashem doesn't want you to get the pleasure of Arayis. Hashem asked Arayis because it's an illegal relationship. Relationship is Aser. But every time you have a bia, by definition, there's a hana. So this yisayim that once you're not misasik in one thing, you don't get misasik in the other, which is really the yisayim of the Ran. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I said this year, and it didn't say in the right order, but I was trying to make it simpler. Maybe I made it more confusing. I don't know. But the Ran, the whole yisayim of the Ran is this yisayim. That misasek carries over. But if you're not misasek on the hanah, you're not misasek on the mitzvah. That's the yisayin of the Ran. So that's the yisayin of our sugya. That you don't have to say like the Asan Deraisa. See, the Asan Deraisa learns our sugya that the aver is a hanah. He says that. But you don't have to say that. Of course, the aver is not the hanah. That's not so mistavra. But that there's this yisoid that you see from the Ran that once you're not misasik in one thing, you're not misasik in the Anah, then you're not misasik for the mitzvah. It can carry over. So same thing, if you're not misasik for the Anah, you're not misasik for the Aveira. It's the same basic yisoid. So the Ran is telling us this concept of misasik, that when you're not misasik for hanah, you're not misasik for the mitzvah, helps to explain the Gemara over here. You don't have to come on to the Asan Deraisas, so to speak, radical fish, that the Aveira is hanah.
Okay, what's the Hesber why it carries over? Meaning, why Lamaisa doesn't carry over? I got credit for getting hanah, but it says I got credit for doing the mitzvah.
Okay, I don't know. But that's because it's inseparable. It's one action. It's Isaac says you didn't do it. So once you did something, once you did it, you did it. It's the same action. So it carries. So that's what that's the svara that the Stipler says. It's a hard svara. But that's what he's saying is that once you're considered, you're not misasek legabe hana, you're not misasek legabe the mitzvah. Even though when it's not hana, you're also not misasek. But that's not misasek legabe shtuyot. Then it doesn't carry over. But when you're not misasek legabe hana, which is the misasek that the Torah is makshiv, so then it carries over that you're also not misasek legabe mitzvah sriches kavana. That's what the Ran is saying. So once you see that svara in the Ran, so that's, in other words, maybe I said that I didn't present this year. I mean, okay, I have a little bit of regret. I should have presented a little differently instead over to share.
It was good. It was fine.
But it was fine. Okay. It was very unclear. I thought it was unclear. But the part of the Shaila is Shmuel's whole Svara is very unclear. And that, and Tavis' Safek, according to Hakmas Menayach, is very unclear. So I'm saying the way, the simple Pshat, the way they learn Pshat and Shmuel's Svara, that's the Einegyanta says this. And the Asa the Raisa is that because the Aveir is Ana. They bring rayas from the woman, that where the Torah says, you know, that they Rahmana Akshay Ana Kamaisa, the Gemara, by the. So the Ana is the Aveira. So, but then the problem is, so then what's type? It's a Safek. So if I care, so this, it should, definitely should not apply to the Hakmas Menayach's case. So we're trying to say that, no, that the, that you, we're not, the Ana is not the Aveira. The Aveira is the Maisa, but there's a Yisai that you see in the Ran that once part of the Maisa is not Misasa, is done by you, or not done by, you know, then the whole thing's done by you. And the question, which we have Goof in the Ran also, is how far you say that, and that would be, you know, that would be Pshan the Gemara here, and that would be this topic of the Chokhmas Menayach of how far, when you say that. That would have been a little clearer presentation. Okay.
I don't understand. Rabbi's saying that if you have kavana for doing this ma'isa, so you'd be considered, you wouldn't be considered misasik legabe Shabbos, but you're misasik legabe the mitzvah. Right? So I don't understand how the hana, if the hana is not part of the matzah, so how in the world can I know make this mischave legabe the mitzvah?
Because so this is, you know, I think if your Cyprus says it's hard svara, because the legabe, even though it's not misasik legabe Shabbos, but it's in the gabe mitzvah is considered misasik, because mitzvah is a person who serves. You have two people. You have a tzaddik who everything in his life is done with a purpose. So his life is a life of meaning. Then you have a playboy who spent his whole life with kavana to enjoy. He spent his whole life, his kavana in life was to enjoy surfing. So now, when we compare the two, we don't say, oh, they both did a life of meaning, except his meaning was he did a life for the purpose of mitzvahs, and he did a life in the purpose of surfing. Surfing is so unimportant in comparative to mitzvahs that the way we would view it is that his life had no meaning. His life was meaningless. His life had no purpose. It was like it was just nothingness. So the Gabe mitzvahs, which are considered the end of the world, we look at his life as totally meaningless, as a silly life, a meaningless life. So it's considered misasek. The Gabe mitzvahs is misasek. Even though the Gabi Shabbos, it would not be called Misasek. He intentionally went surfing, so you wouldn't call that Misasek, the Gabi Shabbos. But when we're looking at life from a higher standard, when we're looking at life from the standard of mitzvahs, a person who does things for the purpose of surfing, it's like his time, it's like his brain's not even there. It's not, you don't have to be a human being to do that. A behemoth could do that, you know. A behemoth, you know, that's just acting like it's not part of your, we don't match of it. But whatever reason, the Torah does match of a ma'isa of Hana. That's a ma'isa. So Torah gives chashivas, gives credence to a ma'isa of Hana. The Gabe mitzvahs, that's what I say, the Gabe is a big word there. The Gabe mitzvahs, the Torah doesn't give credence to a ma'isa of, that's not done for a mitzvah. And it's considered misasek.
And mitzvahs tzrichas kavana does not really care if you have any kavana for the mitzvah of bachal. You have to say mitzvahs tzrichas kavana just means that you meant to do the ma'isa.
Mitzvah Srichas Kavana has nothing to do with thinking about, it's just, you can't be Misasek. And the way you're not Misasek is by having Kavana for a mitzvah, because otherwise everything else is called Misasek. But since if you have hanok, that's also not called misasik. So you can solve the problem of mitzvah sriches kavana without having anything to do with Hashem, right? That's pretty radical. Yes. Yes, I agree. It's a radical, you know, it's a radical, but that seems to be what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying that you're yoising mitzvah sriches kavana by being nene. Right? That's what the Ran is saying. So that mitzvah kavana, right, it's nothing to do with because in order to do a mitzvah, you need kavana. That's right. You have to serve Hashem. No, it can't be misasek. Yes. Very, very right. It's a new Kiddush. And there's a lot of nafka. I just don't have, you know, like, part of that I wanted to say is Sharon Kedushin, but it really get it. The main thing it really is mitzvah kavana. It's very, a lot of not interesting nafka minas. Like I was saying, you know, like by the eating the Dawid Kaisis. So according to this Havana, once I'm doing the Dawid Kaisis for Kiddush, so it's not misasik anymore. So Mameda is not misasik Ligabe Dawid Kaisis either. It's no worse. It's no worse than if I do it for Hana. If I get Hana, if I do Hana, so the Hana, the Ran says the Svara, that if I do Hana, so it's not misasik, and once it's not misasik, so I'm yaitzing a mitzvah. So you can't call it misasik if I'm doing it for Dawud Kaisa, I'm doing it for Kiddush. You can't say misasik. I'm reading. I don't know that there's a mitzvah zecher siyas mitzrayim. Right? I'm not such a big educated person. I know there's a mitzvah of kriyishma, and I just think that Vayomer is part of kriyishma. I don't know. It's a separate mitzvah zecher siyas mitzrayim, but I'm not doing it as misasik. I'm doing it as a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Once I'm doing it as a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so it's not mizasek. If it's not mizasek, then I get the mitzvah of mitzvahs too, because it carries over. Certain times it wouldn't work, because certain mitzvahs are in stira to each other. So you can't if you know that's what they. Yeah, it's also in the Sugya Mitzvah of Kavana. At certain times, two mitzvahs are, because are in stira. What is it? Like Kriyishma and Nimin HaTorah, they're considered, the Ran says they're in stira to each other. But Kriyishma, the three parshas, they're not in stira. They work together. So if I'm not misasik for one, I'm not misasik for the other. There's a lot of, it comes out a certain, you know, it makes a certain amount of kudas and mitzvah sriches kavana. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Donna.
Is Rabbi saying that in the realm of mitzvah sriches kavana, the entire maisa, even the whole aspects of the maisa, are misasik? Is that what Rabbi's saying?
That when you have a standard of mitzvahs, when you look, when a person who's into mitzvahs, so to speak, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's a machshav mitzvahs, and we're looking at it from the perspective of mitzvahs, and you did this because you wanted to play basketball, it's considered that you are a misasek. We view it like a misasek. Because the kavana of playing basketball, we don't give any chashivas to. We're not machshav at all. It's like considered irrelevant. You don't have to be a human. You know, it's not coming from the bar seichel shabbat. So the gabi, the concept, the mitzvah sriches kavana, the gabi, the concept, the mitzvahs, it's considered the whole ma'isa misasek. Yes.
But, I thought the concept of misasek was that the ma'isa can't be misaches to you because it just happened by itself. How could we say that when? He knows what he's doing. How could?
Because it wasn't you. It wasn't your Tzalmid or Kim Shabbat that did it. The face. It's a different part of you. It was your route. I mean, when you rip the leaf off the tree without thinking, it's also was your body. It's like your body without your brain is not you. So your body without your Heligah brain, you're just playing basketball. That's your body without any chashivistic of brain. That's just. So that's not from the perspective of mitzvahs. It's not considered you.
Just but like how does Hana fix that?
Off a leaf, you can't. The body ripped it off. It wasn't me because my brain wasn't there. So it's like your neshama is not there. So your neshama is not there, so it's considered mitzahasek. Somehow or another, the Torah gives chashivas to a ma'isa of hana. So then we don't see it's not your neshama. That is your neshama, even though it's just hana. But hana, the Torah views as a ma'is you. As you're getting hana, your neshama feels a hana. That goes. So that's considered a ma'isa to your even to your neshama. But when you stop doing it to play basketball, to go surfing, to do this, the shama shabbat, that perspective of the human, we view it as misasek. This is, I think, the svara that the Steiper saying is a hard svara, but the chisaron is misasek. You're not misasek. The gabe mitzvah is misasek because it's not really you. It's not your neshama. It's not your. It's not coming from your greater part of your being. In order to be considered not misasek, it has to come from your desire, your neshama, your tahira, to serve Hashem. But hana, the tahira says, it's a din in the Torah. Hana is not misasek. So one is not misasek. So then it's not misasek. So then you can get the mitzvah too.
Rabbi, just to clarify, is Rabbi taking the Ron Sfara and meaning the suffix according to the Chachas Manoach, is the suffix whether or not we hold to the Ron Sfara, Tosus is saying that in the world of the Ron Sfara, we're misupik if it applies here.
I'm saying that the Ron Sfara is very similar to the Gemara Sfara. That the Gemara is saying Pashup Shad is that the Avera is not the Hana. The Avera is not the Avera is a Maisa Bia. Is the Torah that doesn't want this relationship. That Torah is not the Torah is upset that they don't want you to get pleasure. Torah is a mean God. Hashem didn't want you to get the pleasure of Chedev because there's something about eating the Chedev. So the Avera is not the Hana. But once the Hana is you, then the mice is also you. So the similar, there's some similarity in the Ran Svara and the Gemara Svara. That if you part of it is you, then the whole thing is you. And we find, I it wasn't in the Mar Mikaimis, I apologize. We find in the Ran Svara, we find big machlokesim of where you apply it. You have the Pugadim has a suffix if it applies to Murr, and which even though the other people have Sveikas, and if it applies to Kedashir, I forgot, I should have mentioned it. Rav, the Avdei Nezer, that's a good example. The Avdei Nezer, the Shaida, if you learn Torah and you don't have Kavana for learning, are you Yotzei Mitzvah Sri? Are you not Yotzei Torah? Because Mitzvah Sri is Kavana. So the Avnei Nezer says that with this Ran, because when you learn Torah, you enjoy it, right? Enjoy it. So you have the Ran Svara. So when you enjoy it, then you're Yaitzi, then you don't need Mitzvah Sriches Kavana. Now, I don't think he's saying that the enjoyment, that the enjoyment is that the Mitzvah is the enjoyment. Maybe it's a hither the enjoyment, but it's not, if a guy doesn't enjoy learning, he also gets a Mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not the enjoyment, but the mitzvah, the enjoyment comes along. So therefore, it's not. Once there's a pleasure, there's no mitzvah. He takes that ran. That's a big tumult. How far you extend the ran? When the ran says, whenever there's an enjoyment, there's no din a mitzvah sriches kavana. Do you extend it to enjoyment, which is not a chedik of the mitzvah? So they shida. In the Svarim and Tokeh and Ashir, would you apply the Ran? That's in the, that's a discussion. The Avnei Nezer applies it to an enjoyment of learning. So that to me, it's exactly parallel to the Chakira of the Chochmas Menoyach. So the way I understand it is that no one's saying in the Ran that the, I can't say no one because the that's where it got a little confusing that the, really, the what's his name? The Daf Sofer really did say it in the rap. but I really was a bad marimukkah. But the standard shot on the Ran is not that the mitzvah is a hana. In other words, that could be, but the mitzvah is not the hana. But once, because the misasek shabbat, once part of it is not misasek, so the whole thing is not misasek. So then you could say that shot on the Gemara. That's to me, that was a very, you know, I'm sorry, I'm trying to do two different sligas at once, but the idea of minimizing the suffix in the Chokmas Menayach, I thought I was also going to notice, instead of making such a big switch, that the Tavis is being misupic in what Pshah and the Gemara, the Tavis for sure knows that the Pshah and the Gemara is that the Ano is not the Aveira, but his suffix is, and he knows for sure there's such a concept that if you're not misasek on one part, you're automatically not misasek on the other part. Or if you're not a shliach on one part, you're not a shliach on the other part. But the shaila is, what happens when it just happened to be that they come together, but they're not intrinsically inseparable. So that would be a suffix. Okay.
Does that new suffix read into the Chachos Manoach? He like says this whole thing, even though there's hana, but there's also a kinyan, mash ain kinyan, there's no kinyan there. I thought according to Rebbe, it's not the vort that here we have a ma'is aver that's separated from the hana, and there the ma'is aver is the hana. In both cases, the ma'is aver is separated from the hana. It just, one, it's intrinsic, you know, that it always has hana, and one, Derek Agav had hana this time.
Okay, I don't know.
His second side. Okay,
I'll have to look. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry if I got everyone all confused, but it's having a very nice sugya. What I really should have done is just forgotten about Baba Kedushin and just done Mitzvah Sviches Kavana. It would have been a little bit clearer. But I didn't want to skip Kedushin. And really came to it from Kedushin. But okay. But it's a very interesting shaita in the sugya of Mitzvah Sviches Kavana. I mean, that's really where the, right, you know, there's a tremendous kiddush of the Ran that Mitzvah Sviches Kavana is just to take off the misasek.
According to that Ran, if a person does Mitzvah Sanashim Ilmada, even let's say you have, we said the Mishnah Berurah as a heter or whatever, that the guy puts on tefillin, so no one puts on tefillin except L'shem Mitzvah, but if a guy puts on tefillin mamish mitzvah nashim lamada, so that's, wouldn't the Ran say that's misasik? You can't use it.
So it's very good. Now the Mishnah Berurah makes more sense with this Ran, because since it's a din, it's not a din in the gavra, it's a din in the chefsa. So since it's nika to the world, that's why you're doing it, I don't care what you're thinking. Now we don't care what you're thinking. It's just how the world translates this maisa. The world translates this maisa as a maisa mitzvah, because then no one else. People only put on tefillin for mitzvahs.
Even though you're masasik in the mitzvah?
Because we don't care about you. We care about what the definition of the maisa is. And this maisa is defined that way.
Oh, being masasik is only a problem because now we can't define the maisa?
Yes. Okay, anyway, it just is an interesting tidbit. I don't know. You know what the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says a person wouldn't put on tefillin except for the Shem Mitzvah, but they tie to that, that people now put on tefillin, they put on for, you know, it's for fun. You know, it's a
why is putting on tefillin fun?
No, the I don't want to get controversial. Shouldn't I say it? The claim quite like this, because if people go around, normally people want to put on tefillin, they miss them. But now we have people, you know, walk around with tefillin, you know, the Baj may go around putting tefillin on people. So the shaila is, when the people that they're trying to put on tefillin, if they put on tefillin, if they're putting on tefillin because they want to do the mitzvah, that's great. But if they're putting on the tefillin because it's just a cute thing, so then they're ruining. And now it comes out that the minig of the world is people put on tefillin, not, you know, it messes things up.
Unless you use the svar of the Ran, you could say they got a gishmak.
Okay. All right. They get a gishmak. I don't know if that nana is called the nana. I don't know. Okay.
Rabbi, can I try saying a shayin l'chach l'shanoch? I'm just not sure what was the problem with it. I was thinking that maybe according to Tosfos is sure that the avira is the avira by chilav and alayas is hana, but he's misupik about whether you can say that the hana from the same maisa goes to the shliach, and the kinyan goes to the mishaleach, and that's his suffix, whether you can split the two results of the maisa.
Right. Right, okay. What it means really is that suffix has nothing to do with the, where did you ever see that you can't split? And you can't split the things. I mean, why would Tavis have such, why would he have suffix? Now there's every time, for example, every shlichus, in a certain sense, you're splitting it because we say that he's not a shlich, he's only a shliach ligabi, the result, and not the gabi, the etzem maisa, right? You know, the shlichus, we don't say it's like your hand did it, you know, it's his hand, not your hand. You can't, it's like you can't say it's your hand, that he puts fillin on your hand, on his hand, it's not your hand. So we split, we say that even though his hand is his hand, and his hand is not your hand, and his hand is the one that gave the get, but we say that even though his hand gave the get, but the result of giving the get, the mice again, is transferred to you. So where did Titus ever see? The problem is, if you where do we ever see this svara that Titus had a habamina, like it's clearing, like out of the blue is a svara, and maybe you can't split the mice. Like why should he assume that there's such a thing that you can't split? It's a little munda that he's. It's nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Zen Nana Vizem is Chayim because Yaveir is Ana. That's a simple Svara. Now you're saying, Tavis is coming along, he has a new Svara, which has nothing to do with the Gemara, that maybe you can't split a Maisa into two parts. Okay?
Here it's a little different. Here, the Chacham Shmuel, I think, was saying that through the Hana was the Kinyan, meaning he's not even Kavanah to do a Kinyan. But the kinyan is through this idea of when you take a pikadon, meaning through getting the hana, that the hana created the kinyan. So
okay, I don't think I read him that way. I said I read that the kinyan was just without the hana.
What was he trying to do? What was he trying to do with the pikadon aspect?
Yeah, but in the maisa, he's saying to get the kinyan without the hana. In other words, Louis, sir, you didn't have to know, you still were beginning the Kenyan. He's not out to do this, he's out to do the action because he wants to know, but the Kenyan would come
about. He says, why you warm yourself with whatever, geese, and why would I have in mind to be kind to them? There's no, when I'm eating it, fine, but when I'm.
Pasha, you don't have in mind to be kind of. You don't need to have in mind to be kind of. It's just Mimeda that's a Maisa Kenyan.
Why is that a Maisa Kenyan? Because
this is you're taking it, so that's a Maisa Kenyan. And Kenyan doesn't, by Kenyan Geneva, you don't have to push up shot. I can't say for sure, but push up shot is every Ghana doesn't have in mind to be Kenyan. Because then that's the Ghana be smart. I won't have mind to be Kenyan. I won't be Kenyan. I'm not Chayav Geneva. It's Memela you're doing the Kenyan. You don't have to have, you don't have to have Kavana to be Kenyan. Otherwise, you know, the God needs a Kenyan Geneva, so don't be mechaving for Kenyan, and you won't be over Geneva. The action intrinsically is a Maisa Kenyan, whether you mechaving to be Kenyan or not, it's irrelevant. So it sounded like the Hakmas Menach was saying that this action intrinsically is a Maisa Kenyan. And so it's the same action that's giving you the Hana is simultaneously a Maisa Kenyan. And that Maisa Kenyan can cause me either. And it's coincidental that the Maisa, which is also, you're doing it because you want the Hana. But the Maisa, you're doing a Maisa, which is also a Maisa Kenyan. And now we don't need the Hana to mechayev you. It's irrelevant. You wouldn't have done it otherwise if you didn't have the Hana, because that's what motivated you to do it. But the Maisa Kinyan is intrinsically a Maisa Kinyan. I personally would not have read Taisus that way. You know, that's a little confusing, is that I wouldn't have read Taisus that way. But that's, I think, how he's reading Taisus.